Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Two, we have big breaking news with our reporters that went down to film the NSA spy base. There's not just a big new one in Utah. Ja'Kari Jackson, Melissa Melton got pounced on. We're going to be breaking that down. That just happened. Joining us for the next 30 minutes is Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. Then we have whistleblowers filing suit over the EPA pumping toxic gas into hospitals on purpose. You cannot make this stuff up. So that's coming up. Dr. Paul Greg Roberts, of course, is former head of policy at the U.S. Treasury. One of the top economists out there, Forbes magazine and others have reported over the years, and he's accurately predicted what's happening in the world economy. So I want to get his take on that, and then his syndicated columns that are breaking down the funding of Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and Syria, and now Iran, and where he thinks that's going. And we will also give you his website. It's paulcraigroberts.org. And he joins us now. Doc, this is a short segment, as you know, but long segment coming up. Wow, things are deteriorating fast. It looks like Spain and other places are going the way of Argentina.
Well, they might. On the other hand, Alex, that hype is very useful to the banks because they can make a lot of money with interest rate swaps, with shorting Spanish debt, with credit default swaps against the debt. So it's, you know, it's unless you spend half the day on that problem, it's hard to know how much of that is really real and serious and how much is it hype for money-making opportunities by Wall Street.
Sure. All I know is they're engineering a financial collapse while posing as the saviors and doing bailouts that are really wealth transfers themselves. And they talk about this new Agenda 21 post-industrial model. And you point out that, you know, we can't have a recovery because they've deindustrialized us. I mean, there's a method to the madness.
Well, yes, there's a variety of methods. And it's certainly the case that after, what has it been now, 4 years or more of very easy money, in fact, the easiest monetary policy in our history, the largest budget deficits, there's still no recovery. And there can't be one because, as our friend John Williams has pointed out, consumer incomes, real consumer incomes, deflated by the CPI, are today where they were in 1967. So in terms of real purchasing power, the Americans have no more money than they had in 1967. And in fact, it's even worse than that, Alex, because John, to avoid too much controversy, uses the CPI. But he has shown that the CPI itself dramatically understates the inflation. And if you were to deflate American incomes today by a more realistic measure, they would have less money today than they had in 1967. So how do you get a recovery? There's no consumer income, and we've talked about this before. And the Federal Reserve relied for years on the expansion of consumer debt and rising housing prices and refinancing the houses and spending the equity to keep the economy going, but that's over with too. So there's no way that there can be a recovery. And in Europe, it's an equally bad situation because what is really happening is that the EU is using what they call the sovereign debt crisis in order to destroy the sovereignty of the individual member states. The EU intends to turn Germany and France into Spain.
Doc, stay there. We got to go to break. Let's come back and start at square one here. Your breakdown of the real state of the world economy, where you think it's going, what QE infinity means, your take on what's happening in Europe, and then how that ties into the larger funding of Al-Qaeda to go haywire all over the world. We'll break it all down straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be going to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts in this segment and the next. Then we have breaking news with David Schneer here on the broadcast. They have filed a lawsuit, the American Tradition Institute Environment Law Center, where the United States Environmental Protection Agency is secretly pumping in poison gas, auto engine gas, into hospitals in secret tests. And they've caught them red-handed. This is a big deal breaking here today, all part of the continued ongoing U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, program of secret testing, where it's all illegal unless it's for research. Briefly, everybody's chomping at the bit. Last time in 36 hours, we sold out of more than 30,000 copies of the first InfoWars magazine. We're selling it again at cost at InfoWarsStore.com, and they are going quick right now. The new technocracy issue, it's got a great article in there by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts exposing that both the Democrats and the Republicans see the American people as disposable. We'll get into that with him. You can order that at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 or sign up at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And Friday, we'll send you a free digital copy right to your inbox this Friday, Infowars.com/newsletter. Okay, let's go back to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. His website is paulcraigroberts.org, former head of policy at the U.S. Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. And he also, of course, was the one of the main editors of the Wall Street Journal and Business Week. And he joins us now, senior fellow at the Hoover Institute, top economist, to break down QE Unlimited, what it means, what we're seeing in Europe, and where this invariably leads. Dr. Roberts.
Okay. First, Europe. The crisis is being used by the banks to impose the cost on private individuals and to establish the principle that they are not responsible for their own losses, but that the losses of private banks can be farmed out to the general population. Same thing that happened here. Also in Europe, the European Central Bank and the European Union are using the crisis to centralize power over the member countries. And so the crisis itself, to the extent that it's real, is being hyped to serve those two purposes as well. And so since they are focused not on, on solving the crisis, but using it to achieve other agendas, then the economic problems are not being addressed. And we covered prior to the break the situation here. There's no basis for a recovery. All the good jobs have been sent offshore, and the only jobs that the United States seems able to create are low-paid domestic service jobs, waiters, bartenders, hospital orderlies. Now, the situation on the war front, what we saw with the Libyan assassination of the American ambassador, the capture of the CIA records in the safe house, I think what we're now seeing finally is a response of the Muslims to the domination of their life, culture, and all the bombing and drones and assassinations by the United States and Europe for the last 30, 40 years. They finally got mad. And so we saw these uprisings, these outbreaks in about 20 countries. We saw the French and the Germans at least temporarily closing their embassies. The American embassy in Beirut is shredding its documents in fear that they also would fall in the hands of some of these Islamists. So it looks like if this sort of thing continues there, and it gets worse, the West simply will be ejected from the Middle East. They won't be able to maintain a presence there. Without embassies, they can't purchase the governments and make the payments to the governments. And so the kind of hegemony that the neoconservatives expected to establish over the Middle East would be lost. In the meantime, the United States continues to try to bottle up China with naval, air, and troop bases. Even while the defense chief tells the Chinese that, oh, these bases aren't directed at you, just like they tell the Russians that, oh, these missile bases aren't directed at you. You see, the United States government is so used to lying to the American people and being believed, they think the Russians and the Chinese will believe them, too.
Amazing. Let me digress for a moment here, because we know the West and NATO used al-Qaeda to take over Libya. They're using them to blow up bases and attack Syria. That's on record. They're forcing people to be suicide bombers or they kill their families. Our media puts this out like it's a beautiful, wonderful thing. We're seeing a schizophrenic policy where there is no morals in the elite but power, and they're totally opportunistic. But now it's like a snake eating its own tail. Their own precious al-Qaeda is now striking back against them, and they're telling us, give our rights up because al-Qaeda is going to attack you. I mean, the whole narrative is, it just makes no sense unless you're completely brain dead. So maybe some Americans heavily fluoridated still by it, but nobody overseas, nobody that's got two brain cells rubbed together or who can tie their shoelaces or wipe their nose buys any of this. I mean, this does look like collective insanity.
Yes, you see, and what Washington has done by destroying the secular governments that sat on these Islamist forces, by destroying Saddam Hussein, by practically destroying Assad, by destroying Gaddafi, they've unleashed all of these very virulent and extremist Islamist forces that are determined to throw off all forms of Western influence, you know. And so how can they control it now? They can't. The way it was controlled was by the people we've overthrown. So we've produced the snake pit for ourselves. And, of course, the people in Washington, no one will want to admit that somehow their policy was wrong or is backfired. And so they will stick with the same stupid policy just so they don't have to admit they were wrong until it destroys them. And I think that's what basically they face. So what do you do? We have the fiscal cliff. It will be evaded, just like Congress evades the debt limit, the budget resolution. They evade everything that's a real problem, and they continue all of this pretense. So in the end, there's nothing but pretense. And so I think this is really what brings down the empire and saves us from the police state.
It's an empire of delusion.
It's a culture and an empire of delusion. In fact, my next article is called The Culture of Delusion. And I think that there's so many different agendas wrapped up in this, and they're all deluded. You know, look, Alex, what public policy debate consists of anything but lies and propaganda? What political decision is ever made that's not a lie?
Oh, it's amazing. I've studied our policies. Our country's never been perfect. But 50 years ago, the State Department really did try to build up countries and industrialize them. Now it tries to destroy them. I mean, it really is a degeneration. Not that the ruling class was ever good guys, because power tends to corrupt, as you know, as a historian, you know, not just an economist. But now they're smoking their own dope in the establishment, and they're destroying their own checks and balances that have protected them. They're building a wood chipper that they want to feed us into, but they're the ones that are going to end up going into it.
That's right. I think that's a good way to put it. And so the basis for hope is that there are so many agendas based on total lies that has produced so many miscalculations that it'll all come back on their heads. Now, the real question is, when they see that happening, will they push the button?
Yeah.
And who knows? But I think the best position that any American can take is to never believe one word from the government, not one word. It will never tell them the truth about anything, and there's no prospect of them being able to tell the truth, because the agendas are wrapped up in mendacity and the worst kinds of crimes and ambitions, and so are the hopes. So,
are they desperate, or are they megalomaniacs? I know it's a mix of the both, but I mean, certainly they're all in. They're committed to this, and so that makes them a dangerous foe.
Well, that makes them dangerous to the world and to the American people. You see, they've taken away our civil liberties. They've built these internment camps. They've broken the Posse Comitatus law. So they're prepared to use the same force and violence against American citizens that they use against the Iraqis, the Afghans, the Pakistanis, the Yemenis, the Libyans. So what's happened is persuasion, an argument, convincing people this is no longer their policy. It's violence, force, Force and violence.
Sure, look at the Chinese. We're going to break. We're going to be until 40 after, and we've got our next guest on with breaking news. But you're absolutely right. The Chinese have got 98%, according to the Wall Street Journal, of rare earth minerals by soft power, by building people up. And meanwhile, our government uses force to take everything. And it's they are madmen. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And sure, they're cogent. But they're cogent like Hitler was. I mean, they, you know, deep down, they're insane.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Roberts, in this short segment and part of the next, then we're going to look at breaking the federal government gassing people inside hospitals. And there's just thousands of declassifications, radiating little kids, you name it. I mean, this has been going on a while when they brought in the paperclip scientists, the eugenics arm, but that's how they've grown their cult of ruthless people, and now they've taken over. Dr. Roberts, look, when you read what some of the top globalists are saying, they talk about a post-industrial world, a collapsing society, this fake green society. They've kind of created a cosmology, and you see the big banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, funding it, funding these different movements, telling us it's good to be austere. They've somehow convinced the public that most of these new taxes Europe's having to pay go to pay off their debts, but really most of it is the derivatives. How do they get away with this? Is it the total financial ignorance of the public that they're able to sign us on to their debts, and then the bankers get appointed as the prime ministers and presidents, and then they lecture us about how we shouldn't be able to take a hot shower while they have giant palaces and yachts? I mean, do they just think the police state's going to protect them? I mean, why do they think they're God? I mean, where do you see this going?
Well, they get away with it, Alex, because the print and TV media are their servants. Salenti calls it the prostitute media, and that's what it is. They get away with it because of propaganda. And now, to learn different, you have to watch Alex Jones or read certain parts of the Internet. And for people who don't know how to judge and who traditionally relied on TV and the newspapers, this is a long-time process of unlearning that these are not reliable sources, that you want to know what's happening, you've got to find information somewhere else. And it's a difficult challenge for most people. They don't have the time or the inclination or the know-how. They don't know who to trust. They just feel adrift. There was this article just out from a former New York Times foreign correspondent who quit. He said the New York Times is nothing but a propaganda machine for the United States government, for the military security complex, that I was being forced to write false reports to support the propaganda lines. Well, as more of that comes out, people might eventually catch on and learn where they can get good information. But that is a huge problem for people. They just... the lack of information.
Well, let's get back to the economy briefly here. Absolutely right. There's a new study out today showing a record number, depending on the 65 to over 70%, depending on which political group, don't trust the mainstream media. But like you said, they don't even know what's real then. But let me ask you this real quick. What does QE Unlimited mean? You called it a wealth transfer to the elite again earlier, basically. What does that mean? And I understand they're hyping collapse now to get more bailouts, but where are we going in this post-industrial world?
Well, first of all, post-industrial world is just it's just a term they use for their agenda. There's no such thing.
Sure.
Now, but you ask about QE3, unlimited. What it means is the Federal Reserve is going to continue to purchase bonds. That means they're going to monetize the debt continuously, because by purchasing these bonds, they prevent interest rates from rising on the bonds. In fact, they've been successful in lowering interest rates so that the interest rate on a United States Treasury bond is negative because it's lower than the rate of inflation. Now, when they make the interest rates drop, they make the book value of the debt instruments on the bank's balance sheets rise. So it creates more appearances of solvency. So this whole thing is directed at keeping the banks solvent, or making them more solvent, by driving interest rates even more negative. Now, what are the consequences? The consequences are, at some time, the rest of the world will finally realize that the unlimited expansion of U.S. debt and its monetization means they don't want to be in dollars. Now, if foreigners like China dump the bonds, the Federal Reserve can print the money to buy them and keep the bond prices high. But when the foreigners, say the Chinese, get the dollars for the bonds and they dump the dollars, the Federal Reserve can't print foreign currencies to buy up the dollar. So I think the QE unlimited, what it means is the abandonment the dollar. It was simply be seen as a monopoly play money that's been created in such profusion that nobody wants to hold assets denominated in dollars.
All right, hold it right there. That is so bombshell with Dr. Roberts. Come back and quantify that. Expand on that for the lame men and women out there. Straight ahead. This is a big deal.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, later in the next hour, there's a Paul Joseph Watson article I haven't even gotten to yet. That's how much incredible news there is. We're on C-SPAN. They talk about a false flag to be blamed on Iran. I mean, that's how dumb the ruling class thinks you are. They had Gary Hart 5 years ago write a letter to Ahmed Inajid of Iran. And he said, hey, our government stages stuff. Gulf of Tonkin, Lusitania, the Maine, other events. You better do what you're told. And some said it was a warning. We actually interviewed Gary Hart. It's in the film Truth Rising. Luke Radowski did, and We Are Change. And he admitted to it. I mean, he put it on the Huffington Post. It's not like it's a secret. But this new video, I saw it this morning, and Richard Reeves is like, why aren't you covering this during the break? And I went, oh, I meant to. I mean, people are always like, why didn't you cover this? I got like 100 articles in here. And it's insane the amount of craziness that's going on. And the fact that the rulers that run everything, I want to get Dr. Roberts' take on this and then get back into what QE3 or unlimited or in QE infinity symbolizes, the end of the dollar of the world reserve currency. I mean, that's That's the end of the empire, unless they start World War III, and you notice that's all lined up right now. The ships off the coast of China, getting the conflict between Japan and China going. This looks like what we saw before World War I, World War II. And I'm not just saying that. A lot of top analysts are saying that. And then I'm reminded of this video that's up at Infowars.com, which I just reprinted, guys. You run that into me right now. I know it printed because I just printed it like 4 minutes ago. It's just mind-blowing. But Dr. Roberts, before you get into that briefly, get back into what QE3 actually means and what that symbolizes.
Well, it's the way the Federal Reserve finances the deficit. I think I saw recently that three-fourths of the federal deficit is financed by the Fed buying the bonds. This is the behavior of a banana republic. Now, the reason we haven't had exploding inflation is that the money is locked up in the banks because the consumers are too broke to borrow and the banks are too afraid to lend, and they need the cash in case the derivative thing comes unglued and they have to start settling their debts to one another. So all of the money that the Fed has created hasn't really had the inflationary impact because it's locked up in bank reserves. They're sitting on it. Now, the whole part about QE, there are two aspects of that. The Fed can forever create the money to support bond prices and thus keep low interest rates. But if people dump the dollar itself, the Fed is helpless because it cannot print foreign currencies to buy up the dollars. And so as the dollar loses its value, what happens is people abandon the stock market, the real estate market, the bond market, the currency itself, and all of a sudden the dollar is no longer the reserve currency, and all of a sudden the United States can no longer pay for its imports by printing money. So it ends the power. The empire crumbles overnight. The wars stop because there's no means of financing them. Most likely suburbia dies because there's no gasoline. Everything that we are now dependent on because the economy was offshored will simply be deprived of because the dollar won't be worth anything. So that is the downside, the potential downside of the Fed creating money to buy the bonds. Now, how long can this be kept going? Well, as long as people don't see an alternative, or as long as the United States can create, say, a crisis for the euro. You know, we've had the euro in crisis now all these years. This serves the Fed and Washington in keeping the dollar afloat because you can't run to the euro. You can't run to the Swiss franc because the Swiss government said, when you come here, we're going to print the francs to give you for your dollars. So you can't make any more money speculating on our currency. The Chinese have not opened their currency up. And the Japanese don't want the roll. So it's sort of Washington thinks it can forever keep the dollar there despite the fact that it's debasing it. Now, sooner or later, something is going to break. Somebody is going to say, we don't want these dollars. This is not worth it. Let us out. And then that's when it all comes unglued.
Now, obviously, they've got the police state, the camps ready, the military. They think they're just going to have a big war with everybody, and that's going to keep the bankers out of trouble, and they can use the crisis to get even more power. They're getting their Agenda 21 federal takeover of every town ready. They've got their federalization cards handed out to all their minions. They've got their spy networks, InfraGuard, set up. I got to tell you, Doc, it looks like they've got this all planned out. I've got an article here that's up at Infowars.com in the featured news area. I'm going to make it the top story. I'm going to call Watson and have him move it to the top story. Lobbyist launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. And I saw this morning, and I've just gotten so conditioned to know they're staging all this that I didn't even cover it the first hour and a half. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. a member of the influential pro-Israeli Washington Institute for Near East Policy, WINEP, think tank, has brazenly suggested on C-SPAN that the United States should launch a false flag provocation in order to start our war with Iran. Speaking on C-SPAN for the Washington Institute for Near East Policy from a luncheon on how to build a U.S.-Israel coalition on preventing Iran from nuclear breakout, WINEP Director of Research Patrick Clausen listed a raft of historical examples of where governments have either staged or exploited attacks in order to become embroiled in war. And he lists everything. This is amazing.
That's right, Alex. That's right. But that's for Israel. That's not for the bankers.
No, I understand. Well, I mean, Israel,
the military security complex. That's for Israel and the profits of the military security complex, and it could happen. But the downside of that could be overwhelming. Look, they couldn't occupy Baghdad. After 11 years, they can't defeat a few thousand Taliban. So, what chance are they going to have with Iran? Or Russia or China? And you have to keep in mind, even though they've got these internment camps here and spying on everybody, it's a big country to occupy. And for a military that couldn't occupy Baghdad, it may not be able to occupy the United States. Now, of course, at least people in Iraq, some of the opponents that we face were organized. And, of course, American people aren't. And if you try to organize militias, the FBI infiltrates you and arrests you. But under extreme duress, even Americans might get organized.
Yeah, no matter how much flora. But let me just add to here. I was reading from Watson's article. I see Israel, NATO, the United States, Europe, all as one big interest. Clausen is also a former senior economist with the IMF and World Bank. And the point is that's who was at the meeting. So my point is the banksters, the military-industrial complex, all these systems are all like Russian dolls nesting within each other. So I see it as one block. My point is, no matter how big the crisis, even if they publicly create it, they use the ignorance of the public, as a way to just get away with it. My point is, they'll start World War III and tell us we should thank them for it. But my question to you is, and we have the clip here, why do you think they're so arrogant that they would go on C-SPAN and talk about false flag staging events?
Well, you know, they got away with 9/11, so they can get away with anything. They got away with murdering Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, Martin Luther King. They've gotten away with so much, they just don't expect to be held accountable. In fact, now you can't hold them accountable because at war, the executive branch is above the law, above the Constitution. You know, the Bush people established all that. So I don't think they think they can be held accountable. I would just say that not everybody is part of this. For example, our European puppets are puppets. They're bought and paid for governments, but their interests diverge from ours. They certainly don't want to be at war with Russia.
No, that would be glow-in-the-dark time. Let's play this short clip and get your take on it and let you go, Doctor. We appreciate all your time. Here's that clip. This is up at Infowars.com. I'm moving it to the top story. This is lobbyists launch stage provocation to start war with Iran. Here is the clip of them openly talking about it. Here it is. And then we'll get Dr. Roberts' take on all of this.
I frankly think that crisis initiation is really tough. And it's very hard for me to see how the United States president can get us to war with Iran. Which leads me to conclude that if, in fact, compromise is not coming, that the traditional way of America gets to war is what would be best for U.S. interests. Some people might think that Mr. Roosevelt wanted to get us into World War II. As David mentioned, you may recall we had to wait for Pearl Harbor. Some people might think Mr. Wilson wanted to get us into World War I. You may recall he had to wait for the Lusitania episode. Some people might think that Mr. Johnson wanted to send troops to Vietnam. You may recall they had to wait for the Gulf of Tonkin episode. We didn't go to war with Spain until the USS, until the Maine exploded. And may I point out that Mr. Lincoln did not feel he could call out the Federal Army until Fort Sumter was attacked, which is why he ordered the commander at Fort Sumter to do exactly that thing which the South Carolinians had said would cause an attack. So if, in fact, the Iranians aren't going to compromise, it would be best if somebody else started the war. One can combine other means of pressure with sanctions. I mentioned that explosion on August 17th. We could step up the pressure. I mean, look, people, Iranian submarines periodically go down. Someday one of them might not come up. Who would know why? We can do a variety of things if we wish to increase the pressure. I'm not advocating that. But I'm just suggesting that this is not a either-or proposition. It's just sanctions has to succeed or other things. We are in the game of using covert means against the Iranians. We could get nastier at that.
Okay, let's stop right there. I don't want to insult women and call this guy effeminate, but I noticed in history, it's always these guys have never probably been in a fist fight, never been in the military, never seen people die. They're always super wimpy people, where even crooks in the past in history would do this in a secret room. These guys are so arrogant, they're waving it around in front of everybody. Just like I saw Chris Matthews talk about staging 9/11 a month and a half before 9/11. He said big buildings are coming down. He had the heads of the Hart-Rubin Commission from the CFR on there. They were bragging about how America's about to change and laughing and celebrating it. You just saw Patrick Claussen do that. And Dr. Roberts, I mean, what do you make of this Byzantine, effeminate character up there showing off in all the tough guys, giggling and laughing about starting a war whose other people's sons are going to die in?
Well, he's an Israeli operative who wants to get rid of the support that Hezbollah has so that Israel can occupy southern Lebanon and get the water resources. And he's up against the American military, which understands that attacking Iran is not a three-day war or six-week war, but a really serious thing. And the whole lid in the whole area could blow off. And once Iran is attacked, then we are in direct confrontation with Russia and China. And so the U.S. military or the majority of the top people have made it clear they're not interested.
The U.S. military is already fighting Russia in the proxy war in Syria.
But they don't want to be.
No, I agree with you. I agree that they know. That's why Dempsey came out a month ago and said, don't blame us if Israel attacks.
So if they don't want to be at war, and of course Obama has not been too happy with Netanyahu forcing into a position against Iran. So I think that there's still some intelligence there that realizes this is not a good move. And so this guy is trying to create a situation around that. And of course, there is, as you have emphasized all your career, a secret government, something that's down below the surface. And they can conduct these types of operations regardless of the president or the Joint Chiefs or even the CIA. And this sort of dark government or whatever you want to call it is there. And so this guy's talking to them. He says, go on and start it. We don't care what the president thinks or the Joint Chiefs. We've got to serve Israel. We've got to get rid of Hezbollah's supplier so that Israel can get the water resources of Lebanon. And that's what he's doing. He's talking to the dark government, the people that can pull off things like 9/11, for example.
You know, that's what Steve Pachinik says. He says that it will destroy Israel, and he's Jewish, if they launch this. I just don't want World War III. And,
Nobody does. And the people who are willing to take the risk for their own personal agendas are the ones that will give it to us.
Sure. Well, take Richard Perle. It was in the New York Times that he walked up to a group of reporters, good-looking reporter women, and thought you pick up women when you weigh 400 pounds and have giant black circles around your eyes. He thought you picked up women saying, I launch attacks, I kill people. And they were all creeped out and walked away, and that was in the news. But, I mean, it's a bunch of creepy, wimpy weirdos, academics, who think it's real manly to sit there.
Well, he's not an academic. He's an Israeli agent.
No, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, well, still, they're a bunch of effeminate academics. And I think they're crazy.
I think they're very dangerous people because the only concern is them. No other concern. So,
really, how does Israel think they're going to get out of a war with Russia? That's Armageddon.
Well, you know, it's not Israel. It's their prime minister. You know, he's got a lot of opposition from his own military, his own intelligence service, from the opposition party, from Haaretz, the newspaper. The question is, how does somebody so out of tune with the intelligent part of the population get in office?
And why is Ahmed Dinajid making statements like, you know, the state of Israel is going to be wiped off? Why is he jumping up and down, adding to this rhetoric?
I think just because people are competitive and he gets tired of being having Iran unjustly accused and threatened and accused and threatened and accused and threatened. And so I think he's...
No, that's it. The Iranians are just ready for a fight. They don't usually start fights, but they will. Look at a million of them fought the U.S. proxy Iraq to a standstill. They got a lot more high-tech weapons now. They're gonna start a war with Iran. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on Iran. And they're going to try to come arrest all of us. And this is the takeover, Doc.
Well, I think in many ways it'll backfire on them, and when they start the war with Iran, they'll really have their hands full. I don't think they'll get around to us.
No, I agree with you. I know this is hubris. This is 10 times Hitler going into Russia.
Right. You got it.
This is Barbarossa squared. Hey, great job, Dr. Roberts. Let's go ahead and give out your website. It's amazing, paulkirkroberts.org. Thank you for your tireless work and courage, sir. We salute you.
Salute you, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. What an amazing person. Big news. That video's up at InfoWars.com. That's scary, man. I got children. And I got some effeminate twit up there going, we'll get evil. We'll get nasty. And I was like, man, come on, bud. You really are a joke if you weren't so evil. We'll be back with our next guest where they're gassing people in hospitals. Yeah, wait till you hear this.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on five of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in five delicious flavors. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale, now through September 30th. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
for 30 minutes into the next hour, we're going to have some groundbreaking news. Their press release just went out last night. I was aware of this report a few months ago through one of our auxiliary reporters, David Knight, who were very close to getting to move down here to Texas from North Carolina to work with us here because he's got decades in TV and news and reporting. And he was giving us intel on a lawsuit that was going to be coming out, and it's ATI filed suit to stop illegal EPA human medical experimentation. I've got the lawsuit here in my little hands. We've got a story by Don up at Infowars.com breaking all of this down with links to their press release. You know about radiating thousands of little kids in secret Department of Energy tests. You know about injecting black men with syphilis and how they admit little kids. You know about sterilizing the troops. You know about all of this stuff that's gone on. We've had eugenics before in this country. People had to wake up to it and say no. It's been bad before. But the federal government, who's named in this, United States Environmental Protection Agency, they've been caught doctoring studies, you name it, doing tests, you know, before giving foster children high levels of pesticide to then ban pesticides, cooking things. Well, this time, well, he joins us now to just give us the basics. Then we're going to break. 30 minutes coming up. We appreciate him coming on a little bit later. Apologize for that. We got stuck with Dr. Roberts covering big world news. But this is new human testing, really deadly testing, pumping gas into a hospital and not telling people what was happening. And David W. Schneer joins us. He's a lawyer. George Mason University School of Law, Environmental Management, University of North Carolina, MS, Public Health, Environmental Science. I'm not going to go through it all. Bachelor's degree, chemistry, math. I mean, it just goes on and on. He is heading this group up and exposing something huge. So thank you for joining us, sir. We've only got about 3 minutes before we go to break. Just give us a basic boil down of what you're about to get into in the next hour.
Be happy to. And thanks so much, Alex. The Environmental Protection Agency has been conducting tests, human experiments, on folks by piping diesel fumes straight out of a truck through a pipe. They mix it with a little air, and then it goes into a little chamber. We might just call that a gas chamber, because that's what they call it. It's a small room. People sit in there for 2 hours and breathe these fumes. The question is this allowed? Is EPA even authorized to do this? And if they were, did they do it properly? Well, they did not. These people didn't know the risks they're at, and the administrator of the EPA says that high exposures to these kinds of things don't just make you sick. She says they cause you to die earlier than you would. They cause death. So that's the problem we're seeing EPA doing, and that's the concern we have that we're trying to stop.
Just incredible. You know, they would tell troops, hey, we're going to test the flu on you and then nerve gas them. It's always, hey, be part of a test on air quality, and they pump in gas. Anybody knows pumping diesel into a room will kill people. We're about to go to break in a minute and a half, but tell people where this happened.
EPA has a facility on the campus of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, and they use that facility for a number of their air pollution tests. Now, I want to make it clear, this is not the kind of experimentation that EPA should be doing, but it might be the kind of experimentation the National Institutes of Health might do if they had informed the people that they did not properly do and no one should have been doing it. We know in this country, experiments on humans must be very carefully controlled. And one thing you do not do is put them at this kind of risk.
Well, that's right. Everybody gets up in arms about animals. You know, the shampoo has a little bunny rabbit ears saying it wasn't tested on animals. What about humans? Who stands up for us?
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at Infowars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at Infowars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.